Allah took a covenant with the Prophet, saying, "Now that you have been given the book and wisdom, there will come to you a Rasul who will confirm that which is with you. You will have to believe in him and help him in his mission." Then he said, "Do you affirm this covenant and agree to take this heavy responsibility?" The prophets replied, "Yes, we do affirm." Allah said, "Very well. Bear witness to this, and I too bear witness with you. Now if anyone turns back after this, he will become the transgressor." Are they looking for a religion other than the deen, the religion and way of life of Allah, knowing well that everything in the heavens and in the earth, willingly or unwillingly, has submitted to him? And to him they shall all return. O Prophet, say, "We believe in Allah and what is revealed to us and what was revealed to Ibrahim, Abraham, Ismail, Ishmael, Ishaq, Isaac, Yaqub, Jacob, and their descendants, and in that which was given to Musa, Moses, Isa, Jesus, and other prophets from their Rabb. We do not discriminate between any of them, and to Allah do we submit in Islam. If anyone is looking for a religion other than Islam, then let it be known that it will not be accepted from him, and in the hereafter he will be among the losers. How can it be that Allah would guide those people who commit kufr, reject faith, after their iman, acceptance of faith, acknowledge that the Rasul is true and clear proofs have come to them? Allah does not guide such wrongdoers. The reward of such people is that upon them is the curse of Allah, the angels, and all mankind. They shall remain under it forever. Neither will their punishment be lightened, nor will they be given respite. However, those who repent after this and mend their ways, verily Allah is forgiving and merciful. However, those who disbelieve after their belief, the acceptance of Islam, then go on adding to their disbelief, their repentance will never be accepted, because they intentionally chose to go astray. As to those who are unbelievers and die while they were unbelievers, if they were to fill the whole earth with gold and offer it as a ransom for each one of them, that would not be accepted. These are the ones who shall have the painful punishment and shall have no helpers.